A young man nuzzles his dog. A woman throws her dog a ball, and it fetches. A couple lie on the ground as their dog sits, alert. A boy pets a puppy in his lap. A puppy and a girl tug at a hat. A pack of dogs runs on a trail. The Forever Friends Dog Rescue Shelter. Hallmark Channel presents Eat, Play, Love. A woman in a lab coat and safety glasses checks a hallway and rooms in the shelter. A small dog runs down the hall, and the vet gives chase. A young man walks in with an older woman.
Hey, come on, little guy. I'm a nice vet.
So then, do you think today will be the day?
Well, there's no way to predict a match with any degree of certainty, Mrs. Gilbert, but the day will come, I promise you that.
All right, well, let's meet these new candidates.
Well, you're the candidate, Mrs. Gilbert. The dogs need to meet you.
Of course.
Rocco continues his escape, and the vet chases.
Rocco! Hey, you! Stop! Hey, Rocco!
She runs past the man and woman.
Excuse me. Fugitive on the loose. Yay, hi. Response to the name of Rocco, apparently.
Carly?
Dan, hi.
I didn't know you were in town.
Yeah. Last week, I'm taking over my grandpa's clinic. Your sister wrote me and said you guys needed some help. But, seems I've lost my first patient already.
Rocco runs past.
Not yet, apparently.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Rocco!
Friend?
Used to be. Are you ready for your interview?
Yeah.
He directs her to a room.
Oh, hey there, little guy.
Another woman picks up Rocco.
They'll get used to it. They're clever. Especially this little guy.
Thanks, Michelle. Man, you sure do run fast for having such short little legs. Okay, come on. Let's see why you're so upset.
In an exam room.
Aw, well, that's why he's so sensitive. Poor little guy's got an ear infection, but I am going to fix that right up.
Your grandpa must be so happy that you're back.
Oh, he is. So much so that he wants me to live at his house permanently. He has no idea why I would want to get my own place.
That's sweet. He's probably just lonely.
Yeah. You know, I keep trying to convince him to adopt one of these dogs.
Oh, well, you should set him up with my brother. After all, he is Dan the Dog Man.
Dan the Dog Man?
Everyone's favorite matchmaker, the canine connector. Just wait.
Yeah. No, I already ran into him, literally.
That's fast.
Yeah. Hey, how come you didn't tell him I was the new volunteer veterinarian?
Oh, I just, you know, wanted it to be a surprise.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Michelle, that was high school. All right, let's listen to the old ticker. Come here.
Carly and Michelle saunter through the center.
Wow. I mean, this is seriously probably the nicest shelter I've ever been in. How do you afford this?
Oh, we have a secret weapon.
A secret weapon?
You're gonna love this. We have a genuine TV star that does a weekly segment on the news. Brings in a lot of donations.
Oh. Oh my goodness, she is just the most adorable thing I have ever seen. Oh.
Oh, meet Cujo.
Oh no, I don't believe that. That couldn't possibly be true.
Carly backs away.
Her real name is Beasley, and even Dan can't find a match for her. Let's go.
Okay.
It's about to start.
About to start.
A news crew prepares.
What is all this?
Oh, welcome to Friday's Forever Friend weekly segment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your secret weapon. Oh, just wait.
We're live in 30 seconds. Where's our star?
I thought Dan was the...
Oh, yeah, he is. It's just she doesn't know it yet.
She?
Mm-hmm.
Right here. Makeup has to be right, people.
Come on. Christy Waters, the queen of mean?
I told you you'd love it.
10 seconds.
She was always posing for a camera, even when there wasn't one.
And in five.
Oh, it gets even better.
Hi, everyone. It's the end of the week, and that means it's time to meet Friday's Forever Friend. I'm here, as always, with Dan the Dog Man Landis, the canine connector, at the Forever Friend shelter, where it's time to find the perfect match for you. So, Dan, just who is this adorable little girl we get to meet today?
Well, Christy, I'll agree that this puppy is very cute, but I gotta tell you, this girl is a guy, and his name is Bob.
Oh, Bob. Now, who names a puppy Bob?
Actually, my sister Michelle, and she named Bob's brother Stan, so I think they might grow up to be accountants.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Here, you want to hold him?
Of course. Oh, Bob, you are the most gorgeous little guy ever.
Bob's here looking for someone who likes to play and that's good at throwing sticks. If you're lucky enough to have Bob pick you, then Bob's adoption will be easy and affordable.
And that's why we love to show all the folks at home Friday's Forever Friend. I'll be back next week with Dan the Dog Man to introduce you to another lovable pooch looking for a forever home. For Channel 7 News, I'm Christy Waters saying, make man's best friend your best friend.
And clear.
Can somebody take this, please?
Here, I got him.
Wait, what? She hates dogs?
Yeah, it gets better.
I wish you wouldn't make me hold them like that. How many times do I have to tell you?
Sorry, but it works.
You're lucky. You're so dang cute.
Christy kisses Dan.
What?
Yep.
Dan sees Carly and Michelle.
Hey, Carly.
I'll take him.
Michelle grabs Bob from Dan.
Carly Monroe. Wow, you're exactly the same.
So are you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
So will I.
This is Christy Waters. Seriously? Yes. Yes, of course. Absolutely, I'll be there. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'm going to New York.
You got the job!
Yes. I can't believe it. It's actually happening. Oh, my head is spinning. They want me.
Welcome to the Christy Show.
Exactly. Well, not right away. I'll be a field reporter to start, but not for long. Oh, New York City.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Dan the Dog Man. We are going out to celebrate.
Should I tell her the doggy made a messy on her shirt?
No.
Carly pulls up to a house and enters. Inside, Dr. Monroe looks at two burned pieces of meat on a plate.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Grandpa.
Oh, Carly. I think I burnt dinner.
Well, I love burnt.
Yeah, well, this is beyond burnt. Will you settle for a salad?
Yeah, good idea.
Great. How'd it go at the shelter?
Wonderful. It was really great seeing Michelle again, and I've missed her.
You know, I saw Dan's segment. He's good, isn't he? It's fun.
Yep.
And,
And what?
Well, how was it seeing him after all these years?
Fine.
Fine?
Grandpa.
All right, none of my business. I just happy you're back.
Well, I'm really happy to be back, too. Maybe you could convince Mom to move home, too.
Your mom loves the sun. She's a snowbird forever.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right. What is it?
Nothing. I'm fine. Okay, you know, actually, I'm going to run upstairs and change really quick. I'll be right back.
You know, you don't have to find your own place. You can stay here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Now upstairs, she scans the contents of a bedroom. On a dresser, she sees a box. She takes it to a bed and rummages through the contents, grinning. She pulls out mementos, including a plaque and competition medals, finally smiling when she removes a photo of herself as a girl fishing with a boy. She continues pulling out items and opens a Long Lake High School Minnesota yearbook. She checks out the Polaroid photo stuck inside, labeled with a heart and handwriting that says, "Summer with Dan." In the photo, she and Dan hug. She leafs through the pages and sees a page containing her in a photo with Dan under the heading, "Most likely to get married." In the photo, she wears the same blouse she is currently wearing. She fingers the blouse and looks up. Oh. Michelle and Carly pick up drinks at a cafe counter and take a seat.
Thanks. So, Dan and Christy Waters, how does that even happen?
There must have been some sort of tear in the time-space continuum.
Clearly. I mean, they don't even have anything in common. She's still just as pretentious as she was in high school. And the fact that she hates dogs, how is that even acceptable to him? I mean, I don't... What?
You're still crushing on my brother, aren't you?
But I am not crushing on him.
Uh-huh. Your face just turned 2 shades of pink.
What? I don't do pink.
Uh-huh. Really?
1 shade.
At least.
What? Like I don't care about his well-being.
Well, the way you looked at him yesterday, you know, nothing to do with his well-being.
And the way he looks at Christy Waters has nothing to do with mine. May all guys look at Christy.
That hair. Steve.
That beautiful face.
So symmetrical.
Doesn't matter. She's moving to a distant galaxy far, far away. And long-distance relationships in distant galaxies never work. You and Dan, of all people, should know that.
Your timing is perfect.
My timing?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I did not move back here to be with Dan. We're not in high school anymore.
We're, like, all still in high school.
It doesn't matter. You can deny it all you want, but there is a reason why you haven't fallen in love. Gotten married, had kids, all of that. Why? Why?
She widens her eyes at Carly.
No, it's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, Dan and I, we had something great. And then we went off to college. Life happened. You know what I think it is? I think it's just that I don't want to settle for anything less than how I felt for him. And that's it. That's all. That's end of story.
But all stories that are good deserve a sequel.
Michelle, I am happy with my life. Do not meddle.
No, I'm not. I'm not meddling.
You are a meddler. You always meddle.
I gotta go.
Do you want to come over tonight for dinner?
Okay, sure.
Yeah?
We cook up a little love pasta.
Would you stop?
All right, I'm going.
Left at the table, Carly looks around the cafe and notices a sign that reads, "This is no dress rehearsal. This is our life." Carly knocks at Michelle's door wearing a t-shirt and overalls. She hands Michelle a container of ice cream when she answers.
Hey!
Oh, great. I see you dressed up for the occasion.
What occasion?
Come in. No, I'm gonna. Nothing's going on. So, I thought we would do my famous spinach pasta.
Hmm.
Famous where?
Everywhere.
Hey, kid.
Hi there, kid. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
They hug awkwardly.
Ah, using your old nicknames, I see.
Oh, yeah, no, I just invited Dan because I figured you two have barely had a chance to catch up.
Sorry, I didn't want to crash the party.
Oh, no. No, I'm really happy to see you. I just, I want to dress up a bit for the occasion.
I'll be right back. You two do your thing.
So, are you here for good, or...?
Yeah, that's the plan. You know, assuming my grandfather actually ever retires.
Carly the veterinarian. Who would have thought,
Dan the dog man. Who would have thought?
Well, you started it.
Me?
Yeah, when we were kids, remember? That puppy that got swept in the creek behind your house.
Oh, yeah. You know, the poor thing would have drowned if you hadn't jumped in.
You mean if you hadn't pushed me in?
Yeah,
you did.
Well, at least you saved the dog.
Yeah? I've been saving him ever since.
Yeah, every Friday.
The Friday thing, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
No.
Hey, it works. The truth is, I kind of hate being on television.
Really? Well, I thought it was great. You know, you're a natural.
She smiles broadly, Then her smile fades.
Like your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Christy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, she lives for it. She always has lived for it, I guess. But you know what? She helps raise a lot of money, so.
Oh, well, that's really considerate of her, since she seems to hate dogs.
Hate's a pretty strong word.
Not when it comes to Christy.
You haven't changed a bit.
Michelle comes back.
I'd take that as a compliment if I were you.
Well, it was meant as one.
I know.
Four.
For what?
Well, four plates.
Why four?
Yoo-hoo, hello.
You didn't.
She wanted to come.
Dan.
Carly gives a small smile.
Christy, looking great. Thanks for coming.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
So sweet of you to do this.
I mean, it's just dinner.
Oh, no, it's not. I mean, we could have gone to a nice restaurant or something, but this is very thoughtful and honestly unexpected. I didn't think you'd approve. Not that Dan needs your approval.
Am I missing something?
You haven't even told her?
Tell me what?
Well, first, I'm needed in New York sooner than expected.
Oh.
We're moving at the end of the month.
Oh, I mean, you're moving at the end of the month.
No, we. Us, together. Well, that's not the big news. The big news is we're getting married.
Married?
I haven't had a chance to tell you yet. We just decided this morning.
Decided?
Yeah.
You're getting married.
Yeah. It's exciting, huh?
Big smile.
Married!
You can't move to New York.
Of course you can.
I mean, what about the shelter?
Oh, we'll figure something out.
Dan has bigger aspirations than running a dog shelter.
So do I. I was supposed to go back to cosmetology school. That was our agreement.
Well, our agreement was that if I got the network job and moved to New York, we'd get married.
How romantic.
We can talk about this tomorrow.
You can't leave.
Hey, it's gonna be all right, okay?
So, what's for dinner? I'm starved. Bon appetit.
Carly hands her a stalk of celery. Carly and Michelle share the ice cream on the patio.
He cannot leave.
He's going to marry her?
This cannot happen.
She is so wrong for him. He's going to be stuck with her for the rest of his life.
You have to change his mind.
Oh, come on, Michelle. You can't just change someone's mind about these things.
Do you want him to marry her?
Not exactly. Do you want the shelter to be shut down?
No, of course not.
Do you trust me?
Of course not.
We have 30 days to turn this disaster around.
Oh, and the meddling begins.
Oh, no. The countdown begins. It's on.
Carly shakes her head gently. Carly sends off a pet owner as Dr. Monroe walks up.
Oh, your duck will be swimming again in no time, Mrs. Dunlap.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet.
Well, that's because she takes after me.
Your granddaughter has a nice disposition. I don't know where she got that from.
Oh, very funny. But nonetheless, you're going to be in good hands when I retire.
You're never going to retire, Isaac. You know that. You both take care now.
You too.
Come on.
She's right, you know. She was your calling. I know that look. What is it?
I'm fine.
I heard that Dan was leaving. Getting married, is he?
Word travels fast, huh?
I don't think Dan and New York are a very good match, though, do you?
It's not really my business.
Oh?
Well, I mean, I'm worried about the shelter. You know, he does great work there, and there's a lot of dogs that wouldn't have homes if it wasn't for him.
Well, I hope he realizes that. I hate to see him make a mistake.
Carly sighs as her phone notifies her.
What is it?
Michelle wants me to come in. One of the dogs is having an emergency, so I'll see you later.
You want me to go?
No, it's okay. I got it.
Okay.
Dan and Christy in a restaurant.
I've already been looking at places on the Upper East Side. The whole wedding thing is another issue. It's going to be everything I can do to keep my mother from taking over. You know how she is.
Well, I know.
Doesn't matter. We will decide what we want.
I just cannot believe this is really happening. We're actually going to be living in New York.
What am I going to be doing there?
We'll find something for you, sweetie. Look, a whole new world of opportunities is going to open up for both of us.
It's a big change, Christy. Michelle, she's not happy. It's putting her under a lot of pressure, too.
Well, Michelle doesn't control your life. What?
It's nothing.
Look, I want you to be excited about this.
I am excited, but I've got a lot of responsibilities here.
And you'll get it all figured out like you always do. You have always been so supportive. And I want you with me. We're a team. And I love you.
His phone chimes.
What now?
It's Michelle. Something's wrong with one of the dogs.
Well, can't she handle it? I mean, she might as well get used to handling things, right?
It's beastly.
You know, that nasty thing?
She's not nasty. And I'm the only one that she trusts.
It's just a dog.
Dan knits his brows, and Christy frowns.
See you tomorrow.
At the shelter, Michelle rubs Beasley's chest. On the exam table, Beasley sits calmly. She tilts her head as Michelle talks.
Poor thing.
What's wrong with her?
It was the darndest thing. I heard whimpering, and then I went to check in on her, and she wasn't breathing. Then, like a miracle, she just popped right back to normal before Carly got here.
Miracle, huh?
Yeah, she seems fine to me. I would check her just to be sure. Take your time. Uh-huh. I know how much Beasley means to you. Sorry, I hope it didn't panic you.
Yeah, she wasn't breathing, right?
Like I said, it was the darndest thing.
Yeah, you said that. What were you doing here at this hour anyway?
Well, I have to take over the shelter, so I have a lot of work to do.
Right, right.
I'm gonna let you two. And, toodles.
Michelle leaves the room with a glance to Carly.
Well, it's a good thing she was here, huh?
Miracle.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
What?
You seem to be the only person Beasley's comfortable with.
Oh, really? What's her history?
We don't know. I found her in a ditch.
Oh.
I guess that's why she trusts me so much. Yep, she definitely likes you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, wait. She's wondering if she can take you for a walk.
Oh, wait, take me for a walk?
Yeah.
Well, yes, of course. I would love that. Would you like to join us?
I'll have to ask.
Oh.
Is that okay, Beasley?
I think that's a yes.
Definitely a yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, you.
Carly grabs her bag, and Dan picks Beasley up. Outside, at dusk, they stroll with Beasley on a leash.
So, Dan the dog man, Mr. Expert Matchmaker. Come on, Beasley's clearly chosen who she wants to be with. Why haven't you adopted her?
It's complicated.
Oh, you do know it's complicated is a euphemism for it shouldn't have to be this complicated, right? Hey, are you hungry? These are so good.
Always hungry.
Can we get 2 strawberry and chocolate crepes, please? Want some crepes, please, huh?
Yep. You definitely are the only other person besides me she's comfortable with.
Oh, well, not at first. But now we get along, don't we, bees?
I think it's because you love dogs so much.
Yeah, well, you and I have that in common.
Yeah, Christy and I don't.
They accept their crepes.
Thank you. Yeah, but, I mean, why is that? Does she have some kind of crazy allergy, or what?
She just doesn't like dogs.
Dan walks ahead and chooses a table.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to comprehend. She doesn't like dogs? At all?
Apparently when she was a little girl, she got bit. I just think that's an excuse. You know, I wonder sometimes whether she just doesn't like that I give more attention to the dogs than her.
Jealous of the rescue animals?
It's just a theory.
I mean, are you okay with that? I mean, never being able to have a dog?
It's a relationship, right? It's about compromise?
No. compromise is about meeting in the middle. I'm seeing about 90-10 here, Dan. Sorry, she's your fiance.
Do I detect a little bit of sarcasm, Carly Monroe?
I wasn't going for a little.
I was right. You haven't changed a bit.
Well, how else are you going to know that I am sincere? So, how'd you end up with Christy Waters? I mean, the world's biggest dog lover and the world's biggest dog eater.
Oh, wow. She didn't exactly spell it out when we first started dating.
So she lied to you?
No, she didn't exactly lie to me.
Come on, that's a classic bait and switch. Sorry, I can't help it.
Hey, don't be sorry, all right? I really appreciate that you're honest with me.
But if you really want to know the truth, the Friday friend thing, that was all Christy's idea. She made it happen. I was allowed to do what I love, save the shelter and a lot of animals, so... No, I owe her for that.
Don't you mean you love her for that? Come on, Dan, we owe bankers and lawyers, not fiancés.
You just don't know her the way that I know her.
No, but I do know you. Come on, I'm just looking out for you, kid.
Thanks, kid.
Well, you know, I might take Beasley home with me tonight. It really helps to keep her calm, and I just slid around the corner.
Yeah, well, I gotta go back to the shelter, grab a few things, but I'll close up for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Beasley, come on.
Oh, hey. Thank Beasley for the walk.
I will. Hey, Carly.
Yeah.
Thank you for the walk.
You're welcome.
Come on.
She watches him walk off. Now daytime, Michelle knocks at Carly's door.
Oh boy, the meddler. Hello, hey there.
I know what we need to do.
Should I be nervous?
Well,
what's your next brilliant plan?
You.
Me?
It's pretty obvious, the way Dan looked at you last night.
He lit up like a firefly. Ugh. Not to mention, you absolutely glow around him.
I don't glow.
Point is, he's crushing on you too.
Please.
He just doesn't know it yet.
No, come on, that ship has sailed with the wind at Christy's back, right? Dan's never gonna see me the way that he sees Christy, and I mean that literally.
So, you agree?
Agree to what?
You need a tune-up.
What am I, a car?
A makeover, you know how men are. They're visual. You just have to bait the hook a little.
Bait the hook.
If you want him back, you have to wow him.
You're insane.
Insanity is the mother of invention.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly.
Listen, if Dan's not going to be with Christy, then he needs to figure that out on his own, okay? Not because of your plotting.
Well, some things take plotting.
No. I am not going to be the bait to your scheming hook.
Then he's going to be gone.
Well, then he was meant to go.
No, this is not the time for your it's the way of the universe reasoning. You know, desperate times call for desperate...
3 words for you. No way.
It's 4 words. Anyways, you have to trust me on this.
I don't trust you on anything. Listen, I have a ton of patience in the morning, so I'm going to need you to go, all right?
I just got here.
I think you need to go find somewhere else to meddle.
Oh, I don't meddle.
I don't think you know what that word means.
I've never meddled before.
Several dogs romp around the yard, some with people and some without. At the shelter, Dan escorts Mrs. Gilbert in.
I'm really sorry I haven't been able to make a decision yet, Dan.
Well, you don't choose the dog, Mrs. Gilbert.
The dog chooses me, I know that. But it still has to be mutual, and I just haven't felt that connection. So are you getting tired of setting up all of my interviews?
Hey, not at all. Okay, when you know, you'll know. And so will he or she. It's a lot like falling in love. You can't control it. It controls you.
Are you an expert at falling in love?
Far from it. Well, is anyone?
Actually, yes, my husband was, and I was very lucky in that way. I miss him. And I guess that's why I'm looking for a friend.
Well, then let's make sure we find you the right match, shall we?
Yeah.
Carly, in a room adjoining the hallway, overhears the conversation between Dan and Mrs. Gilbert. Now at home, Carly sits on a bed and then falls backward. Raising back up, she looks at herself in the mirror, pulls at her plain ponytail and touches the rim of her glasses. She pulls up the sleeves of her blouse, shakes her long blonde hair free of the ponytail, and takes off her glasses. She arranges her hair and puts her glasses back on and then nods. She picks up her phone and dials.
Michelle? Countdown is on.
Morning at the Monroe House.
That is the beginning of every regret, you know. Pish posh. Hi, Dr. Monroe.
Hey, Michelle. What are you two up to?
Saving the world one makeover at a time.
I'll see you at the shelter later. I'm going to get a dog.
Great. Okay, just so you know, I still think this is crazy, all right? I'm only doing this for you. Oh, no, I know. We just have to change something. In some things.
Things. Everything. The glasses, the hair, you wear no makeup.
No, please, be honest.
You said it yourself. Dan still considers you his high school sweetheart. I mean, this is Christy Waters we're dealing with. So if you want him to see you as something else, you have to become something
Michelle
else.
Picks up clothes.
What?
When's the last time you went shopping? Senior year of high school?
Come on, Michelle, you know I don't care about stuff like that. Well, it's not like... Come on, I like my clothes. Well, I got my license in that.
No.
No, I got my braces off in that. It was a really big day. It's cute. No, no! Look, I can't afford a whole new wardrobe, okay? I have student loans to pay off.
And I have a credit card.
A montage of trying on clothes and hairstyles.
I don't need anybody to save me, but just show me a different way. Let go of the hair, let it down.
I don't need that anymore.
Yes, bigger.
She has her upper lip waxed. Now they carry shopping bags. Now, Michelle with Carly in makeup.
I am loving it.
Too much? Maybe a little. What about the glasses?
What? No! Michelle, I can't see without those.
Well, what's important is that Dan sees. We want him to see everything. Can you handle it?
I can try.
Dan talks to Michelle at the shelter as Dr. Monroe walks in.
You have a small amount of dog to deliver.
Hey, Dan.
Dr. Monroe, right on time.
You said you had someone in mind.
Yes, sir. A new friend that just moved in. I was telling him about you. He'd like to meet.
Let's do it.
All right. Just back here. So Prince here is interested in a new companion, and he'd like to take you for a walk, Dr. Monroe.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks, Megan.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so just be yourself. Don't try to impress. Dogs see truth.
I've been a vet for over 50 years, Dan. I think I taught you that.
That's right, you did.
Oh, wait, whoa. I already had an appointment with Prince.
Yeah, well, he's already requested a walk with me.
You told me noon.
I'm afraid I did, Mrs. Gilbert. I am so sorry for the mix-up.
There are other dogs.
Do you have any idea how long it has taken me to find a dog that I can actually...
Wait! Prince might have a solution. He'd like to take both of you for a walk. That's okay?
No, I could live with that.
I suppose.
Where should we go?
There's a nice little trail right around the corner.
Well, I think Prince would like that.
He does.
Mrs. Gilbert leaves, Dan follows with Beasley, and Dr. Monroe follows.
I'll take him first.
Really?
All right, I suggest you both be on your best behavior. Prince here is very particular and frowns on anything but happy thoughts. Understood?
Understood.
Thank you.
Take some time, you know, get to know each other.
A woman in high heels and skirt steps out of a car. It is Carly. Her blonde hair is curled, and she struts in the dress until she stumbles in the heels.
Carly?
Well, that's Carly, all right.
That can't be Carly.
I think it is.
Indeed it is.
His heels are taller than I am.
Hey.
Hey.
What's with the getup?
Getup? It's just me being me. It's okay.
She falls off the curb.
I'm gonna go inside and take care of the animals that I love.
What's going on?
She looks amazing, right?
Michelle follows her in. Carly is holding on to the counter.
You're doing so good.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you look great. Fantastic. Just, he's coming, act natural.
It's just straight ahead.
Yeah, I'm fine, honestly.
Where are your glasses?
In my purse.
Why?
Because I got contacts and they're not gonna arrive for a few more days, so.
Well, shouldn't you just wear your glasses in the meantime?
No, because they're a different prescription and it's a stronger one and, my glasses are in my purse, which is in my car.
Dr. Monroe and Mrs. Gilbert.
Why did she get all dressed up?
Well, if I have to answer that, you really don't get it, do you?
Get what?
It.
It?
Oh, to be young again.
Well, not me. I like being old. Except for my knee, I had to give up my golf. And I'm past all that nonsense, you know. Kind of courtship, trying to impress someone.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Carly holds out her hands as she walks into an exam room.
Hey. So.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Never been better. So, who is our patient here, huh?
Beasley.
Who? Oh. Hey. Hey, you recognize me? It's Carly.
Maybe if you pulled your hair back, she could see your face better.
Right, my hair ties are in my purse.
Oh, and your purse is in your car.
Right,
Here.
Okay.
Rubber band.
Oh, I can... Oh, okay.
He pulls her hair back into the band.
Thanks.
Oh, you look nice. I haven't seen you this dressed up since, prom.
Oh, well, I just, I thought I'd switch things up a little. So, let's see here. Ah!
She puts a dog toothbrush on her finger.
See your pretty smile. There we go. Oh, that's a happy dog. Hey! Ooh, yeah, I got this.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dr. Monroe and Mrs. Gilbert.
You know, I used to bring my Charlie to you.
You know, I thought you looked familiar. Shepherd, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful animal.
Yeah. I met your wife once. And what was her name?
Claire. Well, I'm a widower now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's been a while. And your husband, he used to bring Charlie in to see me.
Yeah, sometimes. He's passed away as well. It's been a few years. Oh, listen, I'm sorry we got off on the wrong foot today. It's just that this is the first dog I've actually felt a connection with.
She hands over the leash.
I think it's your turn to take the reins.
Well, let's both get to know him a little better.
Mrs. Gilbert grins at him.
Come on, Prince.
Come on, buddy.
Michelle and Dan watch as Carly grimaces outside and finally takes off the heels.
was that?
Totally my bad. I talked her into it. Just changed things up a little.
Why?
You know, I love you, but you really are clueless.
Carly carries the shoes to her car, gets in, and puts on her glasses before driving home. Inside the house, she throws her bag onto the bed and walks straight out to her balcony. She looks out onto the pond in the backyard. Leaning on the railing, she puts her chin in her hand.
Way to go, Carly Monroe. You just ruined any chance you had.
At the shelter, Dan brings paperwork to a desk as Dr. Monroe enters.
Dr. Monroe!
Hey, hello, Dan.
You here to give Prince a walk again?
Yeah, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. Are you expecting someone?
No. Who would I be expecting?
No one. Prince is in the back here.
Have you talked to Carly since the whole, you know...
No, I tried calling her, but she hasn't called me back. Why?
Well, if I have to answer that, then you don't get it, do you?
Get what?
It.
It.
That's what I said.
Huh?
Look, I think Carly's trying to impress you.
Impress me? Why?
You're asking the wrong person. You might want to go see her.
All right.
Come on, Prince.
I forgot. Mrs. Gilbert is walking Prince today. Would it be all right if you shared him again?
Yeah, sure. It's okay.
Seems only fair.
2 days in a row, you two.
Well, Prince can't seem to quite make up his mind.
Yeah, he's a little torn.
And we don't want to put any pressure on him.
There's no rush.
Well, that's very thoughtful.
Shall we?
Dr. Monroe?
Oh.
Dr. Monroe leaves.
And you did not forget I was coming in.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh, yes, you do.
Dan shrugs with a smile and turns away. Now in her office, Carly is with the goat and its owners.
Is she going to be okay?
Well, I think so. But let me ask you something, Emma. Does Sprinkles here have a sweet tooth?
She does like chocolate.
Oh, I bet she does, but I don't think chocolate likes her very much.
Dan drives up and comes inside. He listens from outside the exam room door.
How much chocolate did you give her, exactly?
Just a little. At first.
You gotta think of Sprinkles kind of like your little sister. I mean, she can only eat what she's supposed to, okay? You wouldn't stuff your little sister full of chocolate now, would you?
Maybe.
Oh. Well, next time, how about you just share your chocolate with me instead?
Okay.
Okay. She's good to go.
Thank you, Doctor.
Sure. Let me know if she breaks into another stash.
Will do.
Goodbye. Thanks, Dr. Carly.
Bye, Emma. Hi.
Hey. Why, I hardly recognize you with your contacts in.
Oh, very funny.
Peace offering.
Come on, I'm the one who should be offering peace terms. I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. We've all worn the wrong heels at the wrong occasion.
Ha ha.
Bag lunch just like old times?
I don't know. Is it peanut butter and jelly?
Of course.
Okay, I accept your terms.
Excellent.
Man,
they sit together on swings.
Since high school.
Last time for me was right here, with you.
He tosses his crumpled paper bag into a pot beside the swing set.
Yes. Nicely done.
Hey, Monroe. $5 says you can't hit that shot.
Well, come on, it's right there. I'm not that unathletic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Make it 10.
You're on.
Okay. I'm about to make $10.
No pressure.
She makes the shot.
Oh, I scored.
Lucky shot.
Come on, pay up.
I forgot my wallet.
You were such a liar. Don't be a squelch.
He hands her a bill.
Oh, hello, Mr. Hamilton. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Lucky shot.
He fishes out the bags and they walk through the yard.
So, did I make a total fool of myself or just sort of?
Oh, no. It was total.
Oh, come on.
But I know why you did it, I think. And I know that my sister put you up to it. Playing matchmaker, so maybe I wouldn't move.
Shouldn't exactly have to twist my arm.
Why exactly did you do it?
It doesn't really matter. I just hate seeing you forced into a decision you don't want to make.
And that's it? That's your only motive?
I guess I thought maybe, for a minute, that if I was as pretty as Christy, then maybe you would have second thoughts. It was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Come on, you don't have to be that honest.
Well, I mean that you think that that's all that I care about is how Christy looks, her job, her fame. And I'll let you in on a little secret. You don't need all those things to be prettier than Christy.
The part where you pass me a note and you ask me to be your girlfriend and tell me to circle yes or no?
Hey, I'm being serious.
Well, then don't tease me.
I'm not.
He leans in close to her face.
Carly, you are beautiful. Inside and out. Glasses or no glasses. The truth is, seeing you again, it just brought me right back to us.
She looks at him and then turns away and begins walking.
Listen, I got caught up in the moment and it was silly and I'm over it.
Over it?
Over it.
And it really makes me wish I never went away to college.
They sit.
Oh, come on, don't do that. Don't make regrets out of the choices you made.
But you don't think it was a mistake that we both left?
No. Because if it was a mistake, then it invalidates every choice we've ever made. Did I think about you? Yes. Did I sometimes wonder what might have been? Yes. But you're Dan the Dog Man. Your path took you here, and the world's a better place because of it. I followed my dreams. Now I'm a veterinarian, and the world's a better place because of that, too. Everything happens the way it's supposed to. So, no regrets.
They lean back on the bench.
You still believe in all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of it.
But you think I'm making a mistake now, don't you?
No, you're making a choice, Dan. It's only a mistake if it's not your own.
Her phone rings.
Hey, Michelle. Yeah, hang on.
Shoot, what time is it? Yeah, no, be right there. Come on.
They run from the bench to the shelter, where the news crew is setting up.
Took the time.
I've been calling and calling.
Sorry, my phone died.
Where were you?
Having lunch.
With her? It's 4 o'clock, Dan.
I know, I lost track of time.
Listen, it was my fault. I was enjoying his company.
I'm sure you were. But while you two were out gallivanting, no one here can make a decision. They don't know what dog you want to feature.
We just didn't know which dog was ready to be matched yet.
We have no dog for the segment, and we go on air in 3 minutes.
Speckles.
Okay, Speckles.
No, Sushi. Get Sushi.
Oh, I'll get him.
Go! Catching up on old times?
Yeah.
Christy frowns at Dan.
I don't like the way she speaks to me, or looks at me.
Well, she probably feels the same way.
Oh, so it's my fault?
One minute!
We need a dog now.
Prince comes in.
There. That one.
No, that one's not up for adoption.
Excuse me. We're gonna need to borrow this dog.
For what?
Friday's friend segment. Sort of have an emergency situation.
30 seconds!
Oh, no. This is ours. You're gonna have to find another dog.
You'll find another dog.
No.
We are about to go live.
Prince already made his decision.
Which one of us did he pick?
Seriously.
I think you both know the answer to that.
Dan!
You are a very rude young lady.
Excuse me? I got him. Oh, Carly to the rescue.
I hope so.
Carly hands over the dog.
All right, and in 3, 2.
For Channel 7 News, I'm Christy Waters with Dan the Dog Man saying, make man's best friend your best friend.
And clear.
Christy cleans up after the piece.
Great job. Beautifully done.
Thank you, and my apologies. Just don't think any of you realize the pressure of performing on live TV. Can I get some water, please?
So, how's the extended interview process going, Prince? Oh, that's what my grandpa tells me, too.
Carly pets Prince.
So, you must be Mrs. Gilbert.
I am. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And thank you, Dan. It wouldn't be fair if someone else got their hopes up for this one.
Well, I know a good match when I see one.
Dr. Monroe smiles at Mrs. Gilbert.
Excuse me, everyone. I have an announcement to make. A surprise for the man I love, Dan the Dog Man.
Here we go.
I know I have been totally wrapped up in my new job, and I'm sorry for that. But yesterday, I called the network and told them I needed a big favor. And I am proud to announce that you, Dan Landis, will be the New York Regional Executive Director for the National Dog Rescue Association.
What?
Yes. Right in the heart of New York, everything you're doing here, but on an entirely different level.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious.
Carly and Michelle widen their eyes. Carly smiles and claps.
I don't know what to say.
How about thank you? Oh,
thank you.
He hugs her.
I knew you'd be happy.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm gonna go get out of this makeup. Looks like another celebration is in order.
Okay.
Christy kisses Dan.
I honestly can say I didn't see that coming.
Well, those are the best kind of surprises, huh?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Carly shakes his hand.
Thanks.
Sure.
Michelle tilts her head at Dan.
Come on, Prince.
Well, I guess that's that, then.
I gotta give her credit. Her timing is impeccable.
I know I go on and on about the shelter, but
he's my brother, and I kind of like having him there. I got used to it.
So you're just giving up? Yeah, I mean, Dan just got his dream job. Our little plan backfired. You just wave the white flag.
I'm not. I have an idea.
Talk to me.
The only problem is, do I still have feelings for Dan, or is it simply a transference of memories?
Are you deep in thought again?
We have to understand something, Michelle. We don't remember past relationships based on fact. We remember them based on feelings, you know? We just grasp onto something that can never be recreated, and by romanticizing certain experiences, we simply make our present fulfillment of life seem worse than it actually is.
Come again?
I also have to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, so...
Okay, fine. We have less than a week. What's your plan?
Okay, so Dan's main concern about leaving is the welfare of the dogs, right?
Right. Seems to be the case.
So what if we have an adoption fair? I mean, forget about adopting one dog. What if we find homes for all of them before Dan leaves?
That's great, the dogs, yay. But what about you and Dan and keeping him here? I mean, that's just gonna make him happy that he's leaving.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, maybe it'll make him realize what wonderful work he's doing here and, you know, what he'd be walking away from. And besides, it'll give us a chance to spend some more time together. We could really use some more time.
Uh-huh. To convince Dan or you?
Both.
I see.
Dr. Monroe sees off a pet owner.
Just keep an eye on him. He'll be okay.
Mrs. Gilbert pulls up and gets Prince out of the back seat.
didn't steal him, did you?
Yeah, I stole him.
Oh?
Actually, I thought maybe you might like to take him for a walk on your own property. Give him a chance to see if he likes it here or not before he makes his decision.
Good idea. I'll be right with you.
They stroll on the grounds.
You think Prince would like it here?
I think he'd love it.
You know, if I did adopt him, you could come and visit him anytime.
Oh?
Well, I mean, we gotta do what's right for the dog.
You know, your flowers are so beautiful. Did you plant all these yourself?
It's become somewhat of a hobby.
If you decide to retire, you're gonna need a hobby.
Oh, not if. Carly's more than capable. My patients will be in good hands.
You know, she is so lovely, and it's just a shame that Dan's moving away because the two of them are in love. They seem to be the only two that don't know it.
I think they do. They just don't know how to say it.
Well, I hope they figure it out.
Shame if they don't.
Ahead of them on the path, Prince barks. At the shelter, Dan posts a flyer.
I think it's perfect. You think we can get it organized in a week?
We can do it. Yeah, we can do it. We'll just, you know, pass out some flyers, hang out some posters, and, you know, we'll make it an event.
Where are we going to hold it?
Well, it shouldn't be here. It should be someplace people would normally take their dogs. Like, how about Long Lake Park? You know, we could set up a walking area, do a meet and greet, have some fun. We could do an interview room.
I love it.
Great. Great.
The three of them walk to Beasley's room.
Oh, and I thought a banner that says Countdown to Love. Just to remind people that dogs are more than just pets.
Oh, hey, Bees. You doing okay?
Huh?
Countdown to Love.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it.
Dan hugs Michelle and then lingers in a hug with Carly.
I just really want you to know I really appreciate everything you're doing. And oh, shoot. Sorry. Hey, what's up?
No.
Because if I'm going to work for them, then I
hey,
should
Beasley.
Introduce myself.
Come here.
Okay, yeah. Sure. See you soon. I'm going to have to catch up with you. I got to go help Christy pack.
Yeah, well, I got to give Beasley another checkup anyway.
It is just so amazing how she has taken to you.
Yeah, she just needed a little more time.
Carly takes Beasley away.
Isn't it amazing how much she loves dogs? I mean, she's a real dog person. What? I'm just saying.
Later, Michelle finishes on the phone as Carly walks up.
Right, we'll see you there. So I've got all the shelter volunteers on board with helping with the event.
Local media is going to promote it, and they're eating up the Countdown to Love idea.
That's great. What next?
Banners. So I'm going to head to the local print shop. Oh, and tomorrow we have to work on getting all these critters cleaned up. So can you get some supplies for that?
I'm already on it.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow.
Great. Forever Friends Rescue Shelter. Michelle speaking.
At the Monroe House. Carly enters the living room to find her grandfather with Mrs. Gilbert.
Oh. Carly.
Oh. Oh, hey, Mrs. Gilbert.
Rita came over to discuss Prince.
Oh, Rita.
We were just talking.
Discussing Prince.
Clearly.
Come sit down. Actually, we've made a decision about Prince.
And who gets to adopt him?
Dan seems to think he likes both of us.
Equally.
I see.
And after careful consideration, we decided that we would,
We'd both actually like to spend a lot more time with him. Actually, as much time as possible.
Okay.
And the only logical way to do that is if we both adopt him.
Very logical.
Yeah, which means we would be spending a lot of time together.
Well, I think that's great.
You do?
Really?
Yeah. Of course I do. I you know, you both deserve a friend.
Well, it's mostly about Prince.
Mm-hmm, definitely, and it's very noble.
Oh, by the way, you know, I saw a cute little apartment for rent just down the street.
Grandpa. Okay, I'll look into it. I think, okay, well, you don't think this is moving a little fast, do you?
for Prince?
Well, at our age, we have to move fast.
Well, have a good night.
Dr. Monroe and Rita hold hands.
Whoa.
They chuckle.
Yeah, so, you know, I just... I'm so close with my grandfather, and I just thought that it made sense for me to want to become a veterinarian, you know?
Yeah.
This one's so cute.
I know, it's being so good today, too.
Other dogs in the yard play. Carly and Dan wash a large dog in a kiddie pool.
Gotta get them clean. Nobody likes a smelly dog, do they?
The dog shakes itself dry, covering Dan and Carly in water spray. Now inside a cafe, Dan pets Beasley.
You know, I was thinking about Beasley here. And you know that I'm a good matchmaker.
Oh, yeah, the best. A legend. What do they call you in these parts? The canine connector?
Well, that's one of them. Anyhow, I was thinking...
that I should adopt Beasley?
Beasley looks to Dan.
Actually, that Beasley should adopt you, but yeah.
Right.
You're the only other person that she trusts. And I'm not holding on to a lot of hope that that's going to change after the adoption fair. I'm just really worried about what's going to happen to her after I leave.
Come on, Beasley's great, but she belongs with you.
Yeah, it's non-negotiable.
It's pretty amazing to me how you can be so good at matching dogs to people and even people to other people.
What do you mean?
My grandfather hasn't been this happy in years. Very cleverly done, by the way.
It was a layup.
Yeah, but still, you did that. And you do it every day, but somehow you really have no talent for matching yourself to others, do you?
You know, every discussion we have is about my choices and my decisions. What about you? Why can't you tell me how you really feel?
Okay. Don't go to New York. That's how I feel.
No, that's what you think. Why don't you want me to go to New York?
Come on. Because
Christy walks past the cafe and sees them through the window.
Wow. Her timing is impeccable.
So is yours.
Christy confronts them.
Figures you two would be in a dog-friendly cafe. But are you having another stroll down memory lane?
We were just discussing my future in New York. How much I'm gonna miss Beasley.
Beasley?
Yeah, Beasley.
Well, thanks to me, Beasley will more than likely have a new home by tomorrow. I spoke with my station manager. They've agreed to do live updates from the adoption fair throughout the day, sort of an extension of the Friday Friends segment. There won't be a single dog left with that kind of exposure.
And then there will be nothing holding Dan back.
Exactly.
You know, Christy, you have an uncanny ability of doing other people favors that somehow managed to serve you more than anyone.
Thank you. Dan, we're having dinner with my parents, remember?
Dan knits his brows at Carly.
Are you coming with me?
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Carly watches them leave and looks down, then pets Beasley. Michelle and Carly in a kitchen.
And then you just said that to him just like that?
Yep.
Then what happened?
He seemed really upset.
Really? And then what happened?
Nothing. Queen Mean showed up just in time to bail him out.
You're so close.
What? No, it's over.
I can't hear you.
I'm not
Sorry.
Doing...
What? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. It was so loud. What would you say? Go ahead.
I'm not. Come on.
Okay. All right. No sauce?
On the porch.
Only we had a few more days. He almost didn't get into our car. Then tell him again. Professor loved him.
I can't do that.
Why not? Because you can't just convince someone to fall in love with you. You are so stubborn.
You don't have to convince him. He loves you. You know he does.
No, it's too late.
It's not too late.
Look, he made his choice. I saw that today, so... Look, let's just do the adoption fair tomorrow, and then... we'll just get on with our lives.
Ice cream?
Ice cream always helps.
Yeah.
I have so many flavors right now.
Do you have chocolate? Stock
the freezer. Yeah, of course.
At the dog adoption fair, Rita and Carly together, Dan and Dr. Monroe together.
You seem to be hitting it off quite nicely.
Huh? Oh, Beasley. Yeah, though. I'm pretty sure she has her heart set on someone else.
Yeah, I've been watching.
Watching?
Well, not spying. I don't spy. I watch. I observe. I was a teacher. It taught me a lot about human nature. I used to see these kids. They would, they'd have crushes on each other, but they'd never say anything about it. And I think they were too embarrassed, but yet they always seemed to find some reason to interact.
Like walking the same dog, Mrs. Gilbert.
Yeah. I think I've been playing along quite nicely, don't you?
Oh, yes, very, very nicely.
I mean, men are clueless sometimes. I mean that in the most loving way. It's really quite sweet. And then, of course, there's Dan. He's so proud of his matchmaking skills, and I don't want him to be disappointed. But I did kind of make sure that I was at the shelter the second time your grandfather came to walk the dog. Your grandpa's kind of hot.
Oh, Mrs. Gilbert.
No, seriously, it's hot.
Stop.
You know, women don't pick up on things the way we do, Dan. That's why I had to play along, you know, and just to act like I didn't know it was more than Prince you wanted to take a walk with.
So you're onto her?
Of course I am. She doesn't realize it. And don't tell her. I don't want to embarrass her.
Dr. Monroe, who says an old dog can't learn new tricks?
Who says I'm an old dog?
No, but it's so obvious how you two feel about each other. Just say it.
Your grandfather's telling me everything I need to know without ever saying a word.
Sometimes you need to say words, Mrs. Gilbert. And sometimes you need to hear them. I mean, this isn't a dress rehearsal, it's our life.
Do you see that on a pillow or a sign?
A sign, actually. Look, the point is, the two of you didn't just find the perfect dog. You found each other. You seized the day, remember?
I guess I should be taking my own advice.
Hey, you said it, not me.
You want me to tell her how I feel?
Yeah, Dr. Monroe, women, they want to hear what's in your heart. You don't want her to meet another dog, start taking him for a walk.
No, I suppose not.
So I think we're finished here.
Us too?
Good, let's go find Prince and we'll take him for a walk.
Great.
Dr. Monroe and Rita leave Dan and Carly together.
Did you say I haven't told you how I felt?
Yeah. You?
Oh, yeah. Think they'll clue in?
Fingers crossed.
I'm so happy for them.
Me too.
No, it's funny. I know Mrs. Gilbert has more life experience than I do, but I think I was able to give her some really good advice.
Yeah, me too.
I hope they clue in.
Me too.
You keep saying that.
I gotta get back to the shelter, so.
Yeah, I have some appointments here.
Thank you again for all of this.
Yeah, of course.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
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 He leaves with Beasley, and she watches him walk away. Across the field at the fair, Dan joins Michelle.
Hey.
Oh, hey. I think we're gonna have a great turnout tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I didn't actually think we could pull this off.
Yeah. So you all packed up? Ready to go?
Look, I know you're upset that I'm going and I'm leaving you with the shelter, but...
No, I'm not anymore. I mean, I mean it. I just don't want you to be stressed out anymore. You know? I just want you to know that the shelter is in good hands. I just hope that you are.
I guess that's the million-dollar question, hey?
Are you sure you don't know the answer to that?
Well, maybe. Carly coming home brought back a lot of memories, a lot of feelings. Good ones. And then suddenly I have to move and give up the shelter that I worked so hard to build, make decisions on the rest of my life. I'm feeling torn. And I can't help but wonder if the feelings that I have for Carly are just a transference of how I used to feel. And maybe it's the same for her and she just doesn't realize it yet.
Wow. You both are seriously attached to the brain. Look, you don't need any more advice, especially from me. I mean, you're my brother. I love you. No matter what you decide, I'm going to support you. But I will say this. Sometimes it's not a decision.
How so?
Sometimes the universe decides these things for us. Just hope that you'll be awake enough to get the clue. Brother.
Now at the fair, people know about Anita Tables. A child gets her face painted. Several people handle the dogs. Some get in the pens with the pets. Dogs romp and play. A girl begs her father.
Daddy, can I take one home, please?
Why don't we go take a look at the one you want?
Michelle and Carly.
We're gonna run out of dogs before we run out of people.
I know. Except for Beasley. He keeps growling at everyone.
Oh, well, I thought Dan wanted you to adopt Beasley.
Yeah, he does, but I can't right now, you know? I don't know where I'm gonna live, and besides,
she'll just remind you of Dan.
That's stupid, huh?
No. Come on, let's go see how the adoptions are doing. So remember, if you've ever thought about being adopted by a dog, today is your day. Come on down right now to Long Lake Park and check out all these canine cuties.
And I'll be there to make sure they find their perfect match. You.
Because that's what Dan the Dog Man does. Come see him while you still can, because tomorrow we'll be taking off for New York, New York. Keep watching. We'll be back with one last live update soon. And cut.
Dr. Monroe and Rita.
We have officially been adopted.
That's great. The both of you?
Well, officially it's in Rita's name, but I get visitation rights.
It's joint custody.
Mm-hmm. Great event, Carly. You should be proud of yourself.
Thanks, Grandpa.
We're going to dinner later at the Grill House.
Why don't you join us?
No, actually, I need to stay back and help Michelle clean up, but why don't you two or three enjoy yourselves?
See you at the house?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Have fun. Oh, how cute are they?
They're adorable.
So glad they finally figured it out.
Hey, I can't even begin to tell you how amazing this is.
Yeah, I didn't think this many people would turn out.
One of the things I'm going to do when I get to New York is sponsor events like this throughout the country. I mean, people don't need to go to pet stores. There are so many shelters with animals just waiting for someone to give them a home.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, Dan, actually, I'm pretty worried about Beasley. You know, she's been really agitated. She's snarling at everyone.
Maybe we should keep her with one of us.
Yeah.
Carly and Dan retrieve Beasley.
Hey, we want to get Beasley here. Come here, Beasley. Come here.
Hey, Bees.
All righty. See, she just needed some fresh air and sunshine, huh?
See, you're a good match.
Yeah.
His phone rings.
Oh, finally. It's about my job. I've been calling and calling, and they're only now just getting back to me.
Yeah, go.
Dan here.
Carly watches him walk away. Michelle joins her.
How's it going?
Well, we continue to talk in metaphors.
We don't have time for metaphors. Who's he talking to on the phone?
It's about his job.
Well, he doesn't look happy. Where is Dan? We are about to go live.
He's over there.
Uh-oh. What? Why uh-oh? Be right back.
Christy catches up to Dan.
Thank you.
We're on there in 3 minutes, babe.
That was my new boss.
Oh?
Regional executive director. That job is filled and it's not vacating anytime soon. They want me on as a volunteer.
Okay, I know how this sounds. I may have made a slight error in my choice of words.
Choice of words? You said I was going to be the regional executive director.
Which is true. It's a matter of semantics. Once you get in there, once you wow them, you'll go right to the top. What I said is, you will be the regional executive director. One day.
Carly and Michelle look on.
He looks pretty upset.
You manipulated me.
I had to do something. Otherwise, you wouldn't come with me. Look, I am doing you a favor by getting you out of this stupid, hick town.
By lying to me?
Well, I'm not the only one who lied to you.
What are you talking about?
Carly? Yeah, she's been lying to you for weeks.
I think I just heard your name.
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Anyone could see right through it. The way she's been playing you, trying to make you think she's still in love with you, just so you would stay and nothing would happen to these precious dogs.
She wasn't playing me.
Well, see? It worked.
How bad? And the last time I saw Christy this worked up was when that 5-year-old crashed her live shot and she threw an ice cream cone at him. I don't know what we're gonna do. Oh, you!
He grabs Michelle.
What do you mean I'm on?
We're going live, unless you want to go deal with that.
No, I don't.
Then you.
What? No, Carly. I can't.
You're cute. Here, do it for the dogs.
What? You're already holding one.
Yeah, you're a vet, right?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just look at the camera, smile, you'll be fine.
Love you!
And in 5, 4...
Carly stares ahead wide-eyed.
We're live.
Hi.
Michelle gestures to continue.
Everyone, I'm Carly. I'm a veterinarian who volunteers at the Riverfront Shelter. Christy and Dan are currently predisposed with some other dog business.
She doesn't even like that dog.
I'm sorry?
That dog you're so in love with that hates everyone?
Carly adores Beasley.
Oh, please. Nobody adores Beasley. Carly's just telling you what you want to hear. Look, she comes back after all these years, expects you to drop everything for her. Who's manipulating who? Huh?
Hey, listen, we just wanted to thank everyone for making this such a successful event. And for you folks at home, you better hurry up and get down here before your potential forever friend gets fetched up by someone else.
I thought we were a team. What is she doing?
Wait, it's live.
Anyway, there's still one very special dog that hasn't found someone to love yet. Her name is Beasley. See, dogs are special. All animals are special, but there's just something about the unconditional love of a dog that makes the world a better place. And they're a lot like us. Some are tall, some are short, some are less friendly than others. And some are more trusting and caring. And like us, they just want to be loved. Just want someone to come home to know that they have someone who will greet them, to know that they have a friend. Sometimes they actually do wish that things turned out differently, despite what they may have said or barked. And the thing about Beasley here is that she's independent, and I think sometimes she worries that she'll lose that, so she tends to withdraw and close herself off. But she only does it because she's scared. She's scared that all those things that I just talked about, that she wants too, just like everybody else, that she'll never have them. I don't think that she needs to be afraid anymore, because her path brought her here to this exact moment, and there's nowhere else she'd rather be.
Dan smiles as Carly continues.
Those of you who know Dan the Dog Man know what he says.
that we don't choose the dog. The dog chooses us. You see, I got up here today to help find this girl a new home, but the truth is I can't do that because Beasley chose Dan. And she really wants him to stay. Because she loves him.
She looks at Dan, and he nods. Dr. Monroe kisses Rita. Michelle nods, and Christy looks down.
I don't know what else to say. Say goodbye. Goodbye.
And we're clear.
That's my girl.
Michelle joins Carly.
Thanks. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Really?
Yes.
Dan and Christy talk.
Maybe the dog does belong with you. And Carly.
Yeah. She does.
Goodbye, Dan.
Goodbye, Christy. Good luck in New York.
Dan joins Carly, and Michelle leaves them alone.
Hi.
Please don't go to New York.
I'm not going to.
You're not?
I wouldn't do that to Beasley. I wouldn't do that to you. Carly. I love you. I always have. And I always will.
He kisses her and takes her in his arms. She embraces him.